that's a pretty uncharacteristic turn of events for your team. Anything in particular that created or started the unraveling?
I mean, it's early. We're all a little hot in there, so yeah, we're gonna have to have a look at it. We don't think we gave them a ton in tonight's hockey game, but systematically, we got away from some stuff for sure. But you know, we'll have to have a look at it here tonight. Probably not tonight, but tomorrow. Figure it out.
Did you feel it sort of cave in late in the second, or was it before that and it just hadn't registered?
Probably their third goal is when we kind of felt it. Yeah, but again, it's, you know, we still did a lot of things that we do, but we just can't, again, we've talked about this before, that we just can't shoot ourselves in key situations where, you know, the game's still sitting there and we're still in the spot. And we do something, you know, kind of uncharacteristic and systematically that we don't do, and it ends up in our net or flips the momentum of the hockey game. And we think that third goal probably did.
You talked about how you don't like to pull a goalie. Were you pulling Elvis, or did the stick slam do that?
A little both
for you.
Yeah, a little both. Yeah, a little both. Yeah, I'm not going to elaborate on that, but yeah, a little both. Yeah.
Is that something you were contemplating after the second period or even earlier in the game, a pull-in?
Maybe.
Mark, what's your level of concern in the team defense right now? You mentioned four goals the other night, and now seven. What's your level of concern with that?
I'm very concerned that we're not dialing in to keep it out of our net. So, yeah, we're very concerned about that, you know, and, you know, it's our job as coaches to systematically dial it back in and get them to play the right way. At this point in the year, it seems like you shouldn't have to do that, but There's definitely some mistakes in this hockey game, and we talked about them in the last hockey game, that pucks shouldn't have went in the net, and or we shouldn't have gave them that opportunity to have those scoring chances because of systematically that we did. And you think at this point in the year that, you know, you'd be pretty dialed in, but you know, there's some things that we think maybe is a contributing factor to that, so we'll evaluate it and let this one go and get forward or look forward to the next one in Toronto.
We've talked recently about how you personally are not looking at the standings, just play them out. Some people may be. Do you feel like you need to address that with the team? Like, hey, don't worry about it. Just play shift to shift, and we'll see where we end.
Yeah, we talk about it all the time. There's enough social media and outlets that you want to go look at it, you can go look at it, I'm sure. The guys get asked about it enough, and it's easy to just flip your phone around and have a look at where we're at. So, yeah, we've had the one game at a time mentality all year. We'll continue to do that. Thanks, guys.
Thanks.
Practicing tomorrow.